In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text is from Luke chapter 3. The Lord of the land came to plant his field. He had cleared the ground. He had leveled the rough places. He removed the stones and plowed up the soil. The Lord sowed seed on his field, and the wheat grew. He kept after it, and he kept after it until the time was ready for the harvest. Now his winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. And the Lord will see the work finished. It will be done. Well, John the Baptist used harvesting image to describe who the Christ is and what he comes to do. John was the voice of prophecy, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, calling the people to make ready and to repent of their sins. It was time to prepare, John urged, for the Christ was coming near. God himself had been making ready for years for this coming. He had been preparing to send the Savior. Centuries before God had come and called the children of Israel to be his own people, he had given them his law and had made his covenant with them. He pledged that he would be their God and they would be his people. He promised to be a righteous God and to visit wrath upon generations of those who sinned against him. But he also promised to show steadfast love to those who kept his commandments. He would be their judge, and he would be their savior. And in this way, he undertook to give himself for them unto death. Now, the people of Israel, however, did not keep God's law. And so God sent prophets to warn them, to call them to repentance, to recall them to himself. And sometimes the people did return, and sometimes they ignored the message and killed the prophets. But yet God kept his promises. He had mercy on his people, and he forgave them. God kept after them. And kept after them until the time was right for the fulfilling of all of his promises. Through the ages, the people had waited for God, but he did not wait for them to be sinless or holy or perfect. He didn't even wait for all of them to come back to him. Rather, he returned to them. When the Christ came among the people, he came as a humble human being, God himself, to be sure, but in flesh and bone and blood. His coming was not only to the people of Israel, but to the whole world. He came to us, to be with us, to be God with us. And he came to be the Lord of the harvest, to separate the wheat from the chaff, to be both judge and savior. As John proclaimed, the Christ would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. But the fiery wrath of God's judgment for sin, that Christ took upon himself. And he bore this judgment for us, even to death on the cross. He saved us from the destruction that we deserved. And yet he is mightier than we. And he broke death's hold over all people. He even sent his promised Holy Spirit to continue to call us through his word to repentance and to faith in him. And so we too are expecting people. We are waiting for Christ to come again. And we too have not kept God's law. We never have, not a single one of us. And yet God has kept his promise of love even to us. He has had mercy on us, and he has forgiven us. And we have been baptized into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We have been purified from sin through his sacrifice on the cross. And now God desires to come to his people. And he desires his people to come to him, to be part of his saving life, to be part of his eternal reign. Jesus came to introduce God's judgment. He came to reveal the kingdom of God, and he is coming again to fulfill all of God's kingdom promises. So what do? To prepare for Christ's coming, we do what Christians have always done. We repent, we watch, we pray, and we proclaim his coming to the world. The Lord of the land has planted his field. The ground is clear, the rough places are made level, the stones are removed. The soil is plowed, the seed has been planted, and the wheat has grown tall. The Lord has kept after it and kept after it, and the time for the harvest is near. The Lord himself has come, and he is coming again. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. And the Lord will see his work finished. It will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.